Okay, you know, try to
hedge. It's hard hedged.
Okay,
but they get offended anyway.
How about somebody who's very easily offended?
Have you heard people call it?
You know, you don't try to offend the person.
Yes, I have.
But they get offended
about
anyway?
Uh-huh.
I don't know.
If a man had a fishing rod,
have you heard people
like
call these people touching?
Yes, I have touching.
Okay. How about feisty? Have you heard that?
No,
and then his wife might come in and say, now that...
If a man had a fishing rod that he liked so much and his little boy broke it, you'd say the man got awfully...
If he weren't caught all day by nighttime, you might say...
And then his wife might come in and say, now there, just keep...
Can you think of any other way to say that?
Exhaust.
If you work hard all day, nighttime you might say, ooh, I'm really
tired. Would you ever be worn out or beat or anything like that?
Well, I've heard people say when they get so tired,
exhaust
and beat her down.
Have you ever been expressed to be a rare beat
or
Yeah. Well,
now,
I've heard people say when they get sick, I say I'm just petered out.
I don't know. I think it might be a person or a child that's just anxious.
Are you familiar with the expression
go fishing?
Rare and
just
go.
Want to go so bad. I think it'd be a rare and go.
What does that mean?
I could wait parents to get ready.
I don't know. I think it might be a person or a child that's just anxious to go fishing. Just wanting to go so bad and. I think he'd be a rare one to go.
Young people went
and
somewhere
couldn't wait
and
the parents
to
get ready.
They might come home and
town
and sell their
anywhere is for that.
We really had a
bowl.
Some young people went somewhere and they had a torn down good
time. Yes, I've heard that too. Or stomp down good time.
And does that mean the same?
Well, I think so. A bowl.
Okay.
Can you think of any other?
Have you ever heard anybody say, we had a torn down good time?
Yes, I've heard that too, or stomp down good time.
And does that mean the same thing?
Oh, well, I'd think so.
Okay. Can you think of any other expressions like that?
If somebody died very suddenly.
No, I don't.
You might say, all of a sudden she just quit and died. She just passed. If somebody comes down.
If somebody died very suddenly. You might
say,
all of a sudden she just quit, and she
quit.
Okay.
Yeah, and to indicate she just
comes
down,
comes down with a cold.
What a cold.
You say she quit. She quit.
Sick with a cold.
Yeah, and to indicate she just comes down
might
with
say
you say
the
nerd
a cold.
She
sent a little boy home early to
go.
You might say
and
the
somebody
the
has
nurse at school sent a little boy home early because he
have you heard people use the expression by and by?
And if somebody has a cold and it's not
well,
too bad, they say, well, he's sick now, but he'll be
see
well
you
again.
By and by in a few days.
What does that mean?
Well, I think
have you heard people use the expression by and by?
I don't know how far away.
Well, yeah, I think so. See you by and by or something.
Somebody.
And what does that mean?
Well, I think it would mean in the future. I don't know how far away.
Okay.
Of course.
And
if somebody talks like this, you say...
Well, he has a cold fire.
What?
And if no, he has a cold fire.
Of course.
You say it because he...
And this...
well, he has a cold fire.
And if he is hoarse...
Somebody went out in the rain.
You say it's
out of rain because he... and they came home and got sick. And okay. Went out in the rain.
If somebody went out in the rain without a raincoat, and then came home and got sick, you would tell somebody else did it. He went out in the rain and
it's time to go to bed. What do you call that kind of feeling when you're sleeping?